I'm Merritt Watts. I'm the reporter for the First Jobs book, and my first job was telemarketing. I was working at a call center getting investment bankers to take a 10-minute survey about their health benefits. So fun factor was not high. I didn't feel like I was very good at it, so it was a very tough job. And it wasn't a skill that I ever thought I would use again. Then I started writing this book, and I found myself cold calling people and saying, "Hi, my name's Merritt Watts. Do you have a few minutes to talk about your first job?" So it kind of came full circle when I started writing this book, surprisingly. Everyone starts somewhere, and everyone who has a job had a first job at some point. So it gave me an excuse to talk to a lot of interesting people, a lot of really successful people, and get a different perspective, see everyone, hear about everyone when they were at the same age, when they were going through this really awkward, really difficult, but really universal time in their lives. And that's why I organized the stories the way that I did. When you start reading a story, you don't know who's talking until the end. So you don't know if it's the mayor of Los Angeles or a guy who works at a department store. You don't know until the very end. So I kind of liked that idea that we're all starting from the same place. I have a lot of advice for people starting their first jobs. Well, I don't have a lot of advice. The people I interviewed had a lot of advice. The first challenge anyone's going to face is this paradox, right? So you need experience to get a first job, and you need a first job to get experience. And that is incredibly frustrating for some people. What didn't work for people in the book was lying about the kind of experience they had. People try it all the time. It barely ever works. It always backfires. What does work for people is playing up their strengths. So if you don't know how to make coffee and you're applying for a barista job, just be straightforward, avoid the question, whatever you have to do. Don't talk about your latte making skills. It will backfire. It happened in the book. I have a whole chapter in my book dedicated to bad jobs, jobs that just seemed awful, whether it's a water park janitor, or a bacon packer, a dishwasher, a Bible salesman who was also an atheist. Lots of really difficult, challenging jobs. The people that learned the most from those jobs were the people that decided, you know, I'm not going to be a victim here. I'm going to try and learn what I can from this job. And I would say that having a first job that is a bad job is one of the best things that can happen to you, because you can get a lot of learning experience out of a really bad one rather than a really easy one. First jobs are surprisingly influential. It's the first time that you are totally accountable for your own mistakes. You're working with adults who are not your parents or teachers. They don't necessarily want to see you succeed. People learn a lot about themselves. In those kinds of moments, they learn a lot about themselves as employees. We talk about things like having your first kiss or having your first car as these coming-of-age moments, but I would argue that having your first job is one of the most important moments of growing up.